This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Non Sequitur. I'm Kyle Curtis, joined as always by Steve McRae. Hello, Mr. McRae.
Well, hello, Mr. Curtis. Are we all formal now?
I think so.
We
should be anyway. We should be.
Professional.
David, as always, is producing. Tonight, we have a show that is the one that I've been looking forward to the most. I think it's going to be fantastic. I was excited ever since I learned that there were actually people that may not believe dinosaurs were a thing. I was shocked. I cried a little bit. And then I was like, we have to make this a show. So here we are. And we have kind of on the different ends of the spectrum, belief-wise anyway. Joe is back with us. Many of you remember Joe from 2 weeks ago. He was on the Viruses Don't Exist episode. Joe came back for some more. So welcome back, Joe. Nice to see you again. And joining us for the first time, on the other end of the spectrum, we have Christians Against Dinosaurs representative Izzy. Hello, Izzy.
Hey.
Thank you for coming in. It's glad to have you.
Thank you for asking. Honored to be here.
And we also, it's a pleasure to have this guy. I've been following him on Twitter. And not only is he hilarious, but he's equally brilliant in terms of his field. He is a paleontologist. He's had shows on the History Channel, Discovery, Joe Rogan, several others, and it's a pleasure to have Mr. Trevor Vail with us. Hello, Trevor.
How you
nice
doing?
To have you.
This is our welcome symbol for you. Yep. This is the Illuminati thing.
Hey! Oh, is it this?
Starting already.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's already starting.
There we go.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's like one eye thing, right?
Yeah, it's just that one eye. That's what we got going on.
So let's run through what we've got coming up on the show. I'm going to do it extra quick so that we can not take any more time away from the discussion. But on your screen, you'll be seeing slides for us to go through. These just illustrate what shows that we have coming up so that you can follow along as well. Tomorrow, we have King Crocoduck versus Rick Delano. Rick Delano was the executive producer of the controversial film The Principal, where it had Lawrence Krauss. Who was the other big name thesis?
That was the Kate Mulgrew, and yeah. It had Mitri Kaku, I believe, did it?
Right, yeah. There were several physicists in there, and the controversy stemmed over it, making them sound like they were saying that we may live in a geocentric model, and there was a lot of fire for that, and he'll be joining us to take on King Crocoduck about our position in the universe. Are we a planet that is circling the sun, or does the sun circle us? So that's tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern. On Friday, we have one of the biggest First Amendment auditors on YouTube, Black Label Cop Watch. He will be coming to talk about the need for First Amendment auditors. Also joining that, who I think does support their right to have a First Amendment, but has questions on their tact. Aaron Ra, a good friend of the show. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dave. I'm jumping ahead on my notes. Exoplanets on Thursday for the ideology episode. John Kroon, who works at he's a PhD at Harvard. He will be joining us to talk about the search for exoplanets and the thousands that they found so far. It's going to be a really interesting talk, so make sure you join us for that. Then on Friday will be the First Amendment Auditor with Aaron Ra. On Monday, Dr. Griffith will be back. She will be talking about the 50th anniversary of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. That happens on Tuesday, the 21st. So she's going to kind of run through that with us on Monday. And then on 8/28, Saiten Brüggenkate with Raul from Street Knowledge. And then on August the 30th, Armored Skeptic will be here. And we're going to keep that topic a surprise until the day before, and we'll let you know what that's going to be. Also, make sure you check out MythCon. That's coming in September. They have a killer lineup. You can check them out at their website. All the information is there on your screen right now. But make sure that if you are in the area or can, you attend MythCon, because they have just a fantastic lineup and several very good panels lined up for that. We'll also be giving away two tickets to MythCon this week, so stay tuned for details on that. And then the last card, you can check us out on Spotify. The podcast for these episodes can be found on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, and TuneIn. So if you want to just listen to the show, you can do that, and the options are available. You can check out more on our website, nonsecshow.com. That's nonsecshow.com. Okay. So here's how we're going to run things. Starting out, we're going to let Izzy go first, and we're going to let Izzy and Joe not only introduce themselves and their channels, but we're also going to let them state their main reasons for why they don't think dinosaurs exist. And actually, before we do that, since you guys are going to be introducing yourselves and like your organizations and plugging that, let's go ahead and Trevor, introduce yourself, any projects that you have going on, like what you do, like give them just a brief introduction, and then we'll jump to letting them state their case.
Oh, hi. Trevor Valley, Vale, whatever. It all basically means the same thing. I am a career paleontologist, a former biologist. I've been seen on the National Geographic Channel, History Channel, Discovery, Animal Planet, Weather Channel. I was the former lab supervisor of the La Brea Tar Pits. I'm an expert in mammoth and Cretaceous dinosaurs, specifically ceratopsians and theropods. And I have personally discovered fossils that people claim that we bury them and, you know, fake them and all that. And you can even see many of the things I've discovered and cleaned and assembled in museums right around California here.
Awesome. All right. Izzy, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us why you do not think dinosaurs were a thing?
Yeah, I'm Izzy. I'm originally from Holland, so if my English is a little bit weird, I'm sorry for that. I try the best I can. Basically, the reason that we as a group don't believe that dinosaurs ever existed is because it's only built on assumptions. There is no real evidence that they ever existed. And I don't think you can create a complete species on assumptions.
Okay. Sure, that's a nice that's a good introduction to start with. All right, Joe.
Oh yeah, Joe from the YouTube channel Virtual Maya. I got 30 subscribers. I did do a video on Sue the dinosaur, S-U-E, if you know what Sue is. I don't know, it's a T-Rex. It was supposed to be full, most intact. I'm here tonight looking for evidence for dinosaurs.
Okay. All right. So let's go into to detail, Izzy, with you. When you say it's built on assumptions, can you kind of dive a little bit deeper in that so we can have a good starting place for where Trevor might be able to shed some light on?
Yeah, sure. Basically, everything that we know about dinosaurs and everything that you can read about them, even in the articles published by paleontologists, is all on... They never found a complete skeleton. So everything that they did find is based on one or two or three parts of an animal that never existed. And they put it together. For some reason, made it an animal that did exist. However, they could never compare it to that non-existent creature. So how can they know that they're really dinosaurs?
Okay, Trevor.
hi. Number one, Izzy, let me ask you a simple question. If you found, say, three dog skeletons and you didn't know what a dog was, but you saw that there's a third each missing and they fit together to the point where you could actually assemble a conglomerate of a single animal from those three and get an idea of what it looked like, would you accept that that animal existed?
Not if you know. How can you know that they fit together? It's like a stegosaurus. All of a sudden, the plates are on his back. There's no animal still around that actually has plates on his back. It does not fit, but apparently people think that it fits.
Well, that's incorrect, since there are modern lizards that absolutely do have dermal ossicles, plates, sails, and things like that on their backs. But what I'm asking is, if you understand biology and have and know how vertebrates stick together, know how a humerus articulates within a radius and ulna, and how metacarpals can be differentiated from carpals, you know, all that kind of thing, can you or can you not get a proper idea of what an animal skeletally would look like, especially if you have modern day skeletons that you can go, oh, how many vertebra could go here? What is the approximation of vertebra? Could you not figure out how a skeleton goes together by using the knowledge of osteology itself?
Well, clearly they couldn't, because since the 1800s and now, there's a lot of the type of dinosaurs, the way how they sort of walked and stuff like that. It all changed in the last, 200 years? So clearly they couldn't. So why can I? Or why can someone else?
Well, why can you? Do you have any experience in or qualifications in the field of paleontology or osteology or biology, for that matter, anything to do with the skeletal musculature or locomotion of animals?
Well, I did have biology, like everyone in school.
No. That's a different thing.
Well, they teach you there about how animals go together. But mm-hmm. Let me ask you this: How completely were the fossils that you discovered?
Oh, well, funny you should mention that. So you know how Joe was mentioning Sue? Sue is the most complete T-Rex we've ever found, to the point where Sue was able to show us how all of these different features go. In fact, we found a piece that in Sue that we've never found in any other Tyrannosaur. So there's a thing. We have actually found a huge amount of mostly complete dinosaurs. We as in paleontology in total.
Oh,
yeah.
So should your guesswork like that be considered as irrefutable scientific facts when it's 30% of guesswork?
Well, it's not 30% guesswork, because we have modern analogs that we can use. Like the guy said, yeah, not just like birds, but like other animals.
Oh, that's what I say, like birds.
Oh, no. We say some dinosaurs were the predecessors to birds. Not this not all dinosaur stuff. No. Yeah, no, we've got, it's like there's avian and non-avian dinosaurs. Yes. But that's the thing. See, we actually do have this evidence. We have nearly complete specimens of numerous different species. And but the thing I want to ask you, Izzy, is why are you're against dinosaurs because you think that they didn't exist and paleontologists are just making them up, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is the goal? Like, why would paleontology do this?
Propaganda.
Propaganda. Okay. And propaganda and money making, right?
Well, yeah. How much was Sue sold for? Like $7 million?
Oh, Joe, I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's cut to you real quick. I watched your video.
Okay, cool. I got a view.
Yeah.
He's so happy he got one view. I love that.
Don't worry about it. I actually did it through a couple of other like viewing masking services, so it actually didn't record my view. But yeah, Sue was sold for a whole lot of money. So it's like, and there's money in fossils then, right? Like a lot. It's like, yeah, a whole lot. here's
I the just problem. Think there's propaganda. I don't know if there's money
but,
in it.
But here's the problem. If paleontologists and museums were making these fossils for money, why did the Field Museum spend all of that money to get the fossil that they supposedly made in conjunction with McDonald's and Disney and all that? All that money actually went to William, the landowner, and he didn't make it. So there's an interesting little, I would say, well, not little, absolutely huge knife in the back to your entire concept of fossils bring money since music.
Which logical fallacy is that one?
No.
That's how are they making money, therefore dinosaurs exist?
No. You, yeah. I'm talking about specifically Sue. You brought up Sue as saying, oh, Sue's worth a lot of money, therefore. So which logical fallacy?
No, you're the therefore.
No. You are stating in your video that Sue made a lot of money, therefore it's propaganda, dinosaurs are made for money, etc.
I don't know the reason.
Look at Cope and Mars. I mean, Cope and Mars, basically all what they did is have fight with each other to get fame and money.
Yeah, that was a long, long time ago. I mean, do you want to bring up all of this, Rita?
I know that's in the end, but still.
I mean, we absolutely can. So look at Boeing and SpaceX.
Before you speak to that, Trevor.
Well, that's space propaganda. Hold on,
Joe, one second. I want to get Izzy's reason for why paleontology, like the first question that Trevor asked. What is the goal in your mind, Izzy, of doing dinosaurs?
Like I said, for example, if you take Mars and Cope, they're like known as the two biggest paleontologists who discovered over 147, I think, so-called dinosaurs. By now, a lot of them are debunked that they did not find them. A perfect example of that is a Brontosaurus.
Oh, and there you're wrong, because Brontosaurus actually was found.
Yes, your last year, and 3 years ago it was not real, and 5 years ago it was real, and 10 years ago it was not real. You keep on going back and forth. If Brontosaurus is real, then you've got Triceratops Rex.
Real quick, I actually helped with that study. So what it was is that Brontosaurus was supposedly a misnamed apatosaur. Then a couple of other people, me included, decided to go and measure every single apatosaurus remain. And then we figured out that, no, there are in fact three distinct species of apatosaurus. So Brontosaurus would then become Nomen protectum, the original name, the protected name of these species. So it wasn't that we were wrong. It's that...
But all this backstory isn't proof for, or isn't evidence for anything. It's just gaslighting and legend building.
No, it's not gaslighting, and it is absolutely proof.
That's what you think now. After 2 years, it's debunked again, and then Brontosaurus was not real. Like
No, that hasn't happened. Brontosaurus absolutely is real.
Well, that's not completely true, because when they did discover that it probably was not true, it still was in teaching books in schools.
How does it drink water?
Listen, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Listen, we're going to switch over to you in just a second. We have to go back and forth so that Trevor can answer each question one at a time. If you keep throwing things in there, we'll never be able to keep up. So I promise we'll get to you, Joe. Just let Trevor answer Izzy's questions, and then we'll jump straight over to you. All right? All right, Trevor?
So, Izzy, what I'm trying to get is that, according to you, science can't change then, right? So once we say one thing is one thing, it has to remain that one thing. We can't do further, further testing in order to figure out what's what.
No, you can still do further testing, but how will you test something that's not exist? So how do you compare it with something that does not exist?
Well, it obviously does exist since we found remains of it.
How do you know that are remains of the dinosaurs?
Because what else would they be? Giant humans?
I don't know.
Could it be you're confusing a category thing of what we call the nomenclature that's used to describe the Brontosaurus with the actual fact that the fossils exist? There's two different things going on.
Yeah, absolutely. In this case, they both existed.
Sure.
Oh, I'm not saying that fossils don't exist, because there are a lot of amber that have like bees
dinosaur still tails left in them.
And like bees, they're still around, so you can actually compare those, and that's actually proof.
Okay, so how about the piece of amber that has a dinosaur tail in it with feathers?
Yeah, I did see that piece, and that's not a dinosaur tail.
Oh, that's not a dinosaur tail? Then what is it, oh queen of figuring things out?
Well, you're very nice, aren't you?
No, I'm not nice at all.
He's not. We never build this. He'd be nice. Yeah. We never said that.
Here's the thing, Izzy. When you're talking about something that is effectively calling me, all of my colleagues, and my chosen profession a lie, there is no fucking way I'm going to be nice. So you better.
We shouldn't be nice to you because you're the one lying to us.
Oh, okay. Now you just called me. You directly called me a liar. I'm coming after you next show. So back to Izzy. Here's the thing.
You're lying to me.
Okay. Now, don't worry. I'll come after you.
Hang on, Joe. You're in queue. Don't worry, baby. You're in queue.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't see why he has to be rude because.
Oh, because you're being rude. You're being rude about me and my entire aspect of
it. All right, you guys can't talk over each other. Hang on, Izzy. When we intervene, you got to stop because what's happening is if you overtalk each other, the outside feed cannot hear shit, and it sounds like wah 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 wah.
I'm gonna give you all a chance to talk now, Izzy. I can't speak for Trevor because. Well, like I said, he just explained to you why he's a little heated. You know, you're essentially calling him a liar. So what he's here to do is to try to present evidence for why what he does is real and the fact that dinosaurs did exist. And my hope is that you take what he says, because he is an expert at this, into account and not just dismiss it off right. So just try to keep that in mind. Go ahead, Trevor.
So I would like to know what her qualifications and expertise to say that that was not a dinosaur tail, even though it is segmented, unlike a bird tail, it is segmented, unlike a lizard tail, yet it has proto feathers. So out of all of that, and it's been properly dated. So what?
How exactly did they properly date it?
Do you not understand radiometric dating?
Yes, I do.
Let me guess.
Do you understand DNA?
I absolutely understand DNA.
So you know at least the half-life span of DNA.
Wait, what was that?
You know the half-life span of DNA.
Half-life.
Yes, I do know the half-life of DNA. However, do you know that soft tissues can indeed be secured by heavy iron deposits and that you can find proteins and collagens, which are much thicker than DNA? But we'll get into the whole soft tissue of dinosaurs being found later. But I want to know, since you continually avoid the question, what is that in the amber if it has been tested to the proper time? It is not morphologically similar to anything except dinosaurs. And it has proto feathers on it that are not flight capable. What is it, a feathered lizard?
It could just be a piece of a plant. I don't know.
Oh, a piece of a plant with vertebra in it. Wow.
Is that what you said? Is you said vertebrae? I want to clarify. Can you repeat that again? I didn't hear what you said, though. Is a piece of what? I thought you said a plant.
No, I said it could be a piece of a plant.
Oh, plant.
I'm not saying it is.
Plant. Yeah, well,
all that I can say is that the thing that was actually in that were ends.
But it had vertebrae in it.
An aloe plant.
Yeah, so it's a plant
and a plant. It's plantimal.
Okay. All right. Plantimal. So, yeah, there we go.
All right. So,
okay.
Go ahead, Trevor.
So got it. So you can't actually refute the fact that that was found, what it is, and well, anything of that sort, other than it could be a plant, even though plants don't have vertebra. Okay. That's a cool one. The next question I have for you, Izzy, is, when was Christians Against Dinosaurs founded? What was that, like around December 2015 or something like that? Maybe
2013.
Yeah, that's right, 13, that's right. You guys staged a protest. It was like this really big to-do. Way back then, when pictures of your protest came out, you actually used them as the... headpieces of articles that you all wrote and everything. Why was your protest actually a photoshopped parking fine protest from Cornwall?
I can explain it to you. We had a few admins at that time, and one of them sent us the picture that he was at the protest. I will not challenge my admins. If they say that they were there, they've got a picture, I believe them. So we posted it. When we figured out that it was a Photoshop, he was no longer an admin of the group.
Oh, he's no longer admin of the group.
That's everyone.
Yeah,
but that's not a secret.
Yeah, but you kept using the picture, even though it was later found to be Photoshop.
Where?
You were using it on Twitter and on Facebook the entire time. By the way, when? I'm the one that busted you guys on that. So this is where
this didn't bust me at all. Because
I said you guys, as in Christians Against Dinosaurs. That was all me.
Like I said, at the moment that we discovered that the admin light was, we took away his admin. So he's no longer part of Christians Against Dinosaurs.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Before we go to, let me ask this, Trevor. Before we go to switch over to Joe for a second.
Yeah.
Izzy, if you acknowledge that fossils are a real thing, mm-hmm. you don't think that fossils are any kind of a fakery, what do you think those were? Like, if not a dinosaur, is it the word dinosaur or like, where's the issue there? Because if you acknowledge that fossils are real, they obviously were a part of a animal at some point. So what do you think those were?
Well, there are so many fake fossils going around in the world that there's no chance to guarantee that a fossil is real of a dinosaur, because like I said, there's nothing you can compare them with.
But it's encapsulated in amber, Izzy. It's encapsulated in amber.
That's what I'm gonna say. Like the amber that you've got with butterflies or bees, you can compare that to actually butterflies and bees. There's no definitely DNA that it's actually a dinosaur to.
So because we don't have anything to compare it to, that's what you're saying, that it has to be.
Or separate. DNA.
Okay. All right. Joe, we'll come back to Izzy in just a second. Joe.
Oh yeah. I was just gonna ask if you.
Jesus.
Do you have anything to bring for this, Trevor? By the way,
I'm at home. I have an entire fridge back here.
You're gonna need it.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Yeah.
All right, Joe, state your case.
Do you have any dinosaur fossils in your room right now?
No, because I'm an ethical paleontologist. I don't believe that dinosaur fossils should belong in private hands. I believe
there's billions of them, but there are billions of them or millions.
But there's they all have a key to an answer. That's the thing, or a key to an answer to a question.
I have a friend named Jimmy. He's probably watching right now. He does fossil hunting.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't find dinosaur fossils. He finds like Ordovician fossils.
Okay.
How come he never finds dinosaur fossils like T-Rex? Where do you got to look for that?
Because he's looking in Ordovician areas. The geologic layering tells you where you should find things. If he wants to look for dinosaur fossils, he should head to Hell's Creek, Montana.
Well, I know nobody with a dinosaur T-Rex skull in their living room.
Well, that's because they're protected.
Oh, they're in nature. They're in the wild, undiscovered.
No. They're protected
by the land people.
Like, yeah, by Bureau of Land Management and things like that.
So they're protecting every house in America, making sure that there's no dinosaur fossils down in people's backyards.
Oh no. Well, for example, Sue, like you were saying, was actually found on private land. And the the Larson family knew likely that there was a dinosaur there and actually attempted to cheat the landowner by writing him a $5,000 check for theropod, which he had no idea what that was, went, found Sue, took it out, and then, well, in the midst of them being investigated for tax fraud. So here's the thing. I will agree 100% that there are paleontologists out there that discover fossils in order to make money. Commercial paleontologists do exist. Actual paleontologists like myself and others that work in the industry for research purposes hate these people. So while there is an aspect to your position that is true, that fossils do bring money on the private market, and you can do things like that in states where landowners have mineral rights. That's the whole key. Landowners having mineral rights, that means anything found on their land is theirs. those dinosaurs, who which should be actually gifted to museums, you get a much bigger tax break that way, are unfortunately sold. Just go to the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, and there's dinosaurs galore.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Maybe someday I'll find one in my backyard somewhere.
Well, where do you live?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Good luck on that, because not a whole lot of dinosaur land there. Again, if you really want to find great dinosaurs, go to Alberta, go to Hell Creek, Montana, Utah. I found Stegosaurus remains in Arizona, outside of Petrified Forest. There's Ice Age material in excess of Eocene material elsewhere. I mean, you could find stuff. It's just if you want to go find a dinosaur, you have to go to the right spots. That's just because of how the geologic record works.
Yeah.
That's not your only reason for not thinking dinosaurs. Like, that can't be your only reason for thinking dinosaurs didn't exist, right? Just because you are somebody hasn't found a fossil?
That's just one. I'm just getting started.
And if your friend did find one, how would he possess the expertise to do it? Sue was excavated over a period of about a week and a half by a group of paleontologists, I think four. So how would he or friend have the expertise to know how to do that? Because I'm sure it's a skilled labor. I don't think the average person would go out there and say, "Hey, I'm going to dig this fossil."
All you need is a brush and some
water, battery acid. I don't know.
That's what I see for. Anyway, go ahead, Joe. What's your next bit of evidence against?
How can you convince me with evidence that this isn't propaganda? Because I can recognize propaganda from a mile away. I got an eye for it. What's your evidence for dinosaurs?
Well, you being able to recognize propaganda from a mile away is completely anecdotal.
I'm trying to convince me, not the world.
Well, I don't have to convince the world, because most of the rational world understands that dinosaurs exist because they have seen them in natural history museums. There have been countless of people that have actually gone on digs, both professionals and laymen alike, and there have been huge amounts of footage of, like, from beginning to end of an entire quarry. So that's the whole thing. I was just looking up, by the way, paleontology in Connecticut. You can find stegomas, you can find phytosaurs, proceropods. You have Jurassic trackways there. There's your evidence in your own backyard.
I'll look for that.
Did you know that the Jurassic dinosaur track from Yabrantes is your state fossil?
Oh, no. Didn't.
Yeah, so you have dinosaur trackways in Connecticut where you live. So the evidence is right there.
Okay, is this evidence going to be any more convincing than seeing Sue in the museum?
Well, Sue should be incredibly convincing. Have you actually seen Sue in the Field Museum?
No, I saw her on the internet.
Do you only go back to Sue every time? Is Sue the only reason that you believe the dinosaurs actually existed?
No, she's just one of the most absolutely well-known tyrannosaurs that have ever been found, isn't she?
But you can tell she's fake, though. I mean,
smell test. You smelled Sue?
The story doesn't
make sense to you because you don't have the expertise that somebody who actually has gone and been educated and got schooling would have to make these kind of determinations, right?
Well, flat earthers would call that indoctrination, but I just see it on the internet.
That's not what indoctrination means. When you're actually being educated, that's not what indoctrination means. That's a conflation of
ideas. Actually, wait. I remember. Joe, on your video, you were talking about the size discrepancies between Sue's skull on the mount and skull when they found it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the thing. See, Sue, when she died, the taphonomy of Sue, how she laid out when she was dead, especially in a slightly waterborne event that she died in, her pelvis rotated and crushed her skull. The skull you see in the excavation photos is the actual skull, and that's in a little box across the way from the mount itself. What the one on the mount itself is a cast. It's not fake. It's a reproduction on the actual mount. That is a cast of her skull with a little bit more of the missing bits, because the skull was in, I think it was 1,306 pieces.
Isn't there not a weight distribution issue too? I thought they had the skull on the display because it would have been too heavy to have up there as well.
That too. It's too fragile and it's too heavy, because skulls are huge things.
That's good to know. I was curious about that. How do brontosauruses drink water?
With their mouth.
Without passing out.
Huh?
They wouldn't have to. What do you mean? They wouldn't have to pass out.
With all that blood running to their brain, drinking water.
Here's the thing. You're still thinking about dinosaurs as the old thing that, you know, their head was like way up and all that. See, like tyrannosaurs, they're built like a T. Their tail and their head are counterbalanced.
Talking about blood.
No, blood. You don't. Why would blood have to be problematic?
Well, I thought you were an expert. I thought you would know this, but
yeah. Oh, really? Do you want to challenge that? All right. How many fucking vertebrae does a brontosaur have? Okay, now shut up and listen.
Well, shut up, asshole.
Joe, what is what do you mean about the blood rushing to their head? All they have to do is lower. Think about a giraffe. Does a giraffe pass out when it drinks?
Exactly.
They have special valves, and they have a whole system dedicated to not passing out in giraffes. What system does a brontosaurus have to not passing out like a giraffe does?
Okay.
Probably the same type of system, but we have never found any of the we don't know any of the soft tissue from a brontosaurus. We haven't found a brontosaurus like we found a giraffe.
Because they would pass out every time they drink water.
No, they wouldn't. You're assuming that they don't have a system like that. But if something with a very long, long neck evolves to that point, guess what? They probably had a way to drink water.
Well, I could debunk evolution just the same, but we're not going to go there.
No, you
don't. Another assumption, they probably could drink water. See, that's the whole thing. Everything about dinosaurs is based on assumptions.
But you're supposed to be an expert, and you didn't even know, never thought about dinosaurs.
He is an expert. Hold on. Chill.
I am an expert.
You're acting like you are.
Joe, look at me. Joe.
Oh, you're done now, Joe.
You don't want to go there with him. I promise you that. It will end badly, so... You don't want to go there.
Sure.
And can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Do you know of any animals that do not drink water? If not, then why is that an invalid assumption to think that if a brontosaurus is an animal, it would be drinking water? Unless you know of animals that don't need water to survive. I mean, some could actually eat some like nuts or something, I'm sure. I mean, but most of them drink water. So why is that an unfair assumption to think something that large would not be able to drink
water?
And
do you not think that the person, if they are made up, if they were put together and pieced together by a sinister group of scientists, that they would realize...
We wouldn't have thought of that?
Yes. Yeah, honestly, it's like, that's...
I mean,
if they're brilliant enough to come up with a complex dinosaur with all of these thousands of pieces, I think they would be like, wait a minute, this may not be possible.
Yeah, they're not like young creationists where they have to like create things on the fly. They actually do research.
Right. All right, let me go to Izzy real quick. Izzy, what piece of evidence would convince you that dinosaurs exist? Like, if you had to be shown one piece of evidence, what would it be that would make you realize that dinosaurs were a thing?
Well, it would be helpful if there would, for starters, be a complete skeleton. Sorry, did you say Sue? Sue is not a complete skeleton.
No, she's not real. 90%.
How do you know she's 90%?
Because we found 90% of the damn bones compared to
how do you know it's 90%?
Because we found the bones from other tyrannosaurs.
Why is it not 80%?
Izzy, listen
to me. It's real simple. See, we have found the bones that were missing from other tyrannosaurs in Sue, and we already know the bones that Sue is missing, such as a couple vertebra, a couple rib, and a few metacarpals. That's the thing that's missing from Sue, is elements of tyrannosaurs we have already found. It's not like we haven't found a complete animal and we're missing like the magical head spike or something. Literally, the part of Sue that we haven't found in any other tyrannosaur, including 80% specimens like Paul, Wankel Rex, things like that, is part of the clavicle. Now,
so you found a bunch of bones and that missed like 10% of work. Oh yeah, that will fit together. Yeah, you know what? That's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Especially when you find a majority of the animal articulated. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're finding a jumble. We're actually finding a series of vertebrae connected to a series of ribs, connected to a pelvis, connected to legs. We're not making up how these animals looked. You're literally finding a majority.
Well, that's what paleontology is doing since the start of paleontology.
Before you, before you, before you, before you, Izzy, wow. Let me ask you this question along the similar lines of the last question that I asked. If these are made up or they're not real, why would scientists or paleontologists or whoever create an incomplete dinosaur fossil, knowing that this would be a question coming up? Why wouldn't they just fake an entire skeleton to shut up that question, essentially? Why wouldn't they just a full one? If they're going to fake an entire dinosaur from the get-go, it seems like they would fake an entire one.
It'd be more believable.
That's basically what they did. Cope and Mars did that. Dr. Koch did that. Archaeoraptor. What was completely made up?
Wait, which one?
The Archaeoraptor, the one that was published in the Natural Geographic magazine.
That was completely made up by somebody looking to sell it for money. You're absolutely right.
And discovered.
I never stated that there weren't fake fossils in existence. But every single time one of those has been found, what is the group of people that actually refute it first? Scientists. Like Archaeoraptor, we figured out, oh, look, it's two different raptors fused together at the midsection.
Yes, pseudoscientists.
Yes, pseudoscientists, exactly.
But the question was, why would people do that? I don't know why people do that. People did that.
To make money.
Was it not did that? That's what
money.
I'm saying.
The answer
but
is for money.
Just used to do that. So why are they still doing that now right now?
Oh, because for money and notoriety, the same way Christians Against Dinosaur exists. For money and notoriety. Because
well,
it's
we don't exist for money.
No. I let
we
you
give the money to charity. So...
You let me talk. You're letting me talk right now.
Well, it you don't awesome. Let me talk anyway, so...
Well, that's mainly because you don't have a coherent viewpoint. But Christians Against Dinosaurs has been debunked numerous times by myself, Aaron Raw, and a whole bunch of people, including that you're... Wait a minute.
Izzy, you got to stop interrupting, honestly.
Mainly because, you know, your former spokeswoman, Kristen Auclair, was even on record saying that it was satire. It was debunked numerous times by multiple people. And there have been literal threats from members of your group that were admins at the time, threatening people to stop coming after them because they were, quote unquote, ruining the fun. So what I would like to ask you is, how does a group get itself into the news and try and start an Indiegogo campaign, which then got pulled because it was fraudulent? I mean, think about it. How would one do that? By taking up a massive contrary position against the quote-unquote status quo, much like flat earth theory, QAnon, and all that crap. It's a way to get attention. And if you can get a little bit of attention, you can monetize that. Look at B.O.B. and Flat Earth Theory. I'm absolutely 100% calling all of you out, Christians Against Dinosaurs, as a total hoax site. You've been hoaxes since 2014. I busted you in December of 2014. You tried to come back in February 2015, and I ruined you then. Aaron Raw and numerous other people have ruined you.
Well, let's address this real quick. Just like you don't want to overload a lot of people. But one thing first, I want to clarify this. Trevor, correct me if I'm wrong, but most animals have a bilateral symmetry, right? So if we know
correct.
What a femur is on one side, we can
we know what a femur is.
Like, yeah. Course. So I mean, if we have like 40% of a fossil, the entire thing, we can deduce the rest because that's just how animals are. Most of them are.
Okay, absolutely.
So, yeah. So with that said, it doesn't really make much of a difference whether 40 or 80%. We can figure out the rest. Plus, as you said, we have other comparatives for comparative anatomy and
absolutely
basic morphology. We know. Okay, entomology. Yeah. So Izzy, I'd like to have this addressed too because the founder Kristen, she did.
Kristen is not the founder.
Okay. Well, she was one that she was one of the major.
Like I said, Kristen was our spokesperson.
You're interrupting me.
I know.
She was one of the main founders of Christians Against Dinosaurs. She was the one that went against Aaron Raw, and I'm sure you watched that video. She has come out because she ran for city council, mm-hmm. and at the time she said, "Hey, you know what? I'm just a clown. This was all satire. I'm really surprised people took me seriously. That kind of stuff." She admitted it was satire. You do agree with that, right?
Well, like I said, Kristen was not a founder. Never has been. We chose Kristen as our spokesperson. And we were devastated when she admitted that she did do it for a joke. If you, most politicians are lying and stuff. So if you look at our group right now, you would see that Kristen is no longer part of it.
Okay, but you have agreed that she did do this for satire, for her own words. Now, do you think that she's lying about it being satire, or do you think she's lying about it originally, like when she was talking to Aaron? Because obviously she was lying at some point. You can't have it both ways. So which
that's what I'm saying. Politicians lie. We were not aware that she was lying.
We agree that at some point she lied. I'm trying to deduce at which point she lied. Did she lie with Arne, or is she lying about being satire? What do you think?
Sorry?
We both agree. I think everybody agrees now that she lied at some point. Mm-hmm. But either she lied when she was talking to Arne, right? She was being a Poe. Or she lied about it being satire when she was running for city council. Which one do you think it is?
When did a politician not lie to?
That's not my question.
You're avoiding the question.
I'm not avoiding the question. Like I'm saying, we're not a hoax and we're not a satire group. We were devastated that Kirsten did lie about her her reasons that she was with us. Like at the moment that we discovered what she said. She was removed
as a woman. Is she not understanding the question?
Lying when she was in the group, or is she lying about it being satire? When she came out and said,
I said, she's lying about it being satire.
I have to clarify. You're saying that she's lying now, but at the time she really believed dinosaurs, and she probably still does, that dinosaurs don't exist. Is that what your intention is?
I'm saying that Christians against dinosaurs is not satire.
I'm not asking you about Christians about dinosaurs. I'm asking you about Kristen, Claire.
I think she's saying she doesn't know Steve.
You don't know whether she's actually believes this or not then?
Oh,
she has said she doesn't believe it. Are you calling her a liar?
Trying to get elected like all politicians do.
Okay, she was saying what she needs to get elected. Okay.
Okay.
Joe.
Close to that.
Joe, best answer we're gonna get. I'm going to let you ask your question to Trevor now, and good luck to you.
Come on, Joe.
Sure. So an astronaut to NASA is you to paleontology.
Same. No, because
paleontology. Ratio, right? You're like the astronaut of paleontology.
No, because NASA is a governmentally funded overwatch committee and association. Paleontology is a science. Astronaut is to orbital mechanics as I am to paleontology.
All right. So if I were to be talking to an astronaut right now, and you were an astronaut talking about how space is fake, I would say that 1972 blue marble painting picture is a painting. He's like, no, it's real. It's real. I'm like, no, it's a painting. Anybody who looks at it can see it. I'm pretty much doing the same thing with you and your replicas and all your plaster. I'm saying that all of your museum replicas are all replicas.
All replicas, okay.
Replica implies as an original, by the way, Joe. You know,
old joke.
What? Replica implies by necessity there was an original.
I mean plaster. So.
Oh, of course they're plaster, because plaster takes molds of fossils very well.
Yeah, it doesn't really pass. I should be able to go to a museum right down the street and see. This should not even be a show on this. This shouldn't even be in the question.
We agree.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a question because dinosaur fossils are absolutely 100% factual.
You've never seen a dinosaur fossil. You're lying through your teeth like the astronauts are lying about the pictures of Earth. You are lying to everybody on this show. You've never seen a dinosaur fossil.
Joe. I actually helped dig up Utahceratops with a Utahceratops Getty eye, named after Mike Getty of the University of Utah on Horse Mountain. I've personally recovered hadrosaurs, sauropods, theropods.
This is anecdotal evidence. This is all anecdotal. That'd be like another astronaut saying, but I was there with him.
There's footage of it.
Don't make me mute you. Don't make me mute you.
Yeah, there's videos of excavation of these things. I mean, how do you falsify something like that? I mean, how do you say that that's falsified when we actually have video evidence of them going out, especially like even Neil Shubin? Not only did he go out and find Tiktaalik, right? But he predicted where it's all been recorded.
Let Trevor finish his thought, Joe, so that I don't have to mute you, all right?
Yeah, Trevor? Here's the thing. So you're saying that it's all anecdotal evidence that fossils are found and there's no actual record of any fossils being found. But the thing is, there are. Sue, for example, there's an entire documentary called Dinosaur 13, all about Sue. There are numerous pieces of footage. There's numerous examples of all types of prehistoric animals being found, such as from woolly mammoths all the way to Tiktaalik itself, one of the prototetrapods. Well, it was technically a tetrapod. Regardless, I'm being pedantic against myself. But there is footage. There are examples. There are things like, oh, if we have found T-Rex A in this layer, we should be able to find T-Rex in that layer elsewhere. Oh, look, there's another one. There's Wankel Rex. There's Stan. There's Nanotyrannus. There's all that. Oh, wait, we have other examples of that same general species being found in China with Tarbosaurus batar and all of that. They're around the world. That's the thing. You can't say that they don't exist because there's only anecdotal evidence, because they're not. You yourself in Connecticut, you can get on the Acela and go down to New York and step foot into the American Museum of Natural History and see them for yourself. If you say that they are a replica on display, that means there is an original. That's what happens. Yeah. We make casts of original fossil material to put it out on display, sometimes, not all the time, because the originals are likely too damaged, they're currently being studied, or...
Don't exist.
No, Izzy. It's not that they don't exist. It's that they're too fragile. You can go and see them. I'm sure there's a museum in the Netherlands. If you're if you're in the UK, go to the Natural History Museum.
I wonder. Everything there is not a real dinosaur on display.
Oh, funny. And how do you have the capability to discern that if you have no training in
the system? There is a sign next to it. Did you enter the National History Museum yourself?
Yes, actually I have. And I have photographs of me being there with those signs you're talking about. And specifically those signs say, these parts of the mount are actual fossil. These are reproductions, meaning they are casts from others.
Casts of things that are not available for everyone, for a certain group.
That's absolutely untrue. Every single museum has opportunities to go on tours of the extended collections.
Izzy, why would, again, let me go back to this point. Why would museums put that it's a plaster replacement, or this is a replica? If they were trying to create this entire thing as fake, why would they even do stuff like that? Why would they make reproductions of things and put it out there if it wasn't true?
Because it's their number one attraction point. It's like, we've got dinosaurs. Oh, bring your kids. Yeah. You know what?
But
if you go to the National History Museum in London and you walk through the dinosaur wing, at the end of the wing, there is a sign about the sponsors that gave money for that particular wing. The ones who basically sponsored that are Hasbro, Warner Bros.
Why wouldn't they just fake an entire thing? Why would they put that these certain pieces are reproductions? Why wouldn't they just create an entire fake dinosaur? If they're going to fake it anyway, why not just fake an entire dinosaur?
Why don't fake an entire what?
It'd be dinosaur. More believable. That's why.
Of course, it wouldn't be more believable at all. All of a sudden, you would have this, oh my God, we found a 100% complete Stegosaurus. It's the only one of its kind. This is the entire thing. Ta-da, we're going to mount it in the museum in 2 years after it's prepped. And then, boom, you would have the largest, and then they would make casts of the original to travel the world and make more money. You guys are literally giving an example of how this could not be a real conspiracy, because we would have made complete dinosaurs and sent them out to every museum so every museum can make money and every paleontologist could sit back and all own Ferraris.
Well, I wouldn't own that. I have to apologize for earlier again, the hoax, but it is a hoax for a reason. That's what a hoax.
Do you how can he believe it when he's actually done this? I mean, he's actually done this. It's more than just a belief. He knows it's legit because he's done it. He's not relying on other people's information.
I'm just rolling in the cash, though. I'm rolling in so
that beard fast. Must cost a lot to maintain. Know, so yeah, I gotta admit.
It's the same thing, Joe, with the immunologist from 2 weeks ago. Like, we brought on an immunologist to answer your questions.
It wasn't that smart.
You act like
that. Oh, you were so much smarter.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's my thing. That's right. And I think that's where people get frustrated with you, Joe, because you're talking to experts in the field. And
he didn't know one thing. She didn't know something.
You can do, but what you're doing is you're acting like you know more than they do. And I promise you, Joe, as smart as you think you are, you cannot hold a candle to either of these two in that field. You just can't. It's not a probability. It's not something that's questionable. It is a fact that you do not know as much as these two people that we brought on to try to explain things to you and to answer your questions. And the fact that you can just offhand dismiss them without any kind of rebuttal to what he's saying, all that you're coming back with is, well, it's just false. It's just a fake. That's not an answer. That doesn't pass.
All it is
an argument. You got me versus the whole community.
Joe, do you know what an argument from incredulity is? Ever heard of that term?
Yeah, and they're turning it back on me.
But that's all you have is that you don't believe, but you haven't given any credible reasons as to why.
Because Sue being the best evidence they got,
it's not just one aspect. Yeah, I don't know where you got that straw man from. Where's that straw man from? I never heard Trevor say that was the best evidence.
It's the most complete.
But we have complete fossils of a lot of dinosaurs.
It's not even a real skull.
It is a real skull. The real skull is there.
Pardon me. It's the most complete tyrannosaur.
Right.
We have complete specimens from everything from dawn horses, mammoths, all the way back to trilobites. We have complete specimens of things spanning 300 million years. It doesn't matter.
We have one that proves their existence.
Yeah, if we have one,
maybe it's proved, but it demonstrates that they existed.
No, on a long enough timeline. Pardon?
Please, how many T-Rexes?
How many T-Rexes have been found?
Yes.
Period. Last time I checked, maybe 30, 50, something like that.
That's a low number. How many of them existed? There should have been thousands.
How hard is it to make a fossil?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here we go. Now we've got
moving the goalpost.
We have the ultimate.
How a fossil's made.
Yeah, absolutely. So here we have one of the greatest examples of an argument from ignorance possible. If there was a world full of dinosaurs, we should find fossils everywhere. Number one, we haven't dug everywhere. Number two, there are a lot of places where there are cities that fossils are beneath, making it hard to get to. Three, fossilization is actually a fairly rare occurrence. You need an interesting level of things to make a fossil. You either need something being buried in a sand dune and desiccated. You need something to be putting into an anaerobic environment and frozen. You have to have something being put into a river system or at least some sort of moisture where the calcium of the bones is being replaced by sediments of the same layer. There are very specific ways that a fossil is created.
I bet I could create a fossil.
Could you create a fossil that could date to the Cretaceous period?
Well, that's bringing
nope,
in.
No. Could you create a fossil that could date to the Cretaceous period? And don't bring up carbon dating because carbon dating isn't used for Cretaceous dating. Until you know what potassium argon dating or argon argon dating or lead uranium dating or the.
Yeah, I could create a fossil that old.
You could?
Well,
do it.
How would you? I'm curious.
Yeah, how would you do it, Joe?
How would you make something be able to be passed? For example, and then there's numerous ways you can do isochron dating.
Would you do it like Izzy's friend Kristen did, and just kind of like put it into a rock and smash it?
How would you fake that? How would you give it to a scientist and say, "Hey, I want you to test this, see if it's legit," and they do?
I think
Joe's being fake too because I want to know how you do this. How would you?
I totally know Joe's being fake.
Yeah, how would you believe this? Before we started Joe, just answer this question. How would you fake an isochron dating method? What would you do?
Use real fossils?
No. Do you know what isochron dating is?
No, never heard of
okay,
it.
Okay, then obviously.
Wait, whoa.
Joe, I think you're full of shit too, Joe. I'm sorry, brother. You're totally full of crap.
He just said use real fossils and then he was cut off. Wait, you said use real fossils. So you're going to take an actual fossil and crumble it up and make a fake one? That's not me. God, dude. See, Joe. Here's the thing, Joe. Just like flat earthers and all that, you're a fraud. You're only doing it to get notoriety and publicity for yourself.
Yeah, I'm convinced.
At this time, Joe, we're going to say goodbye to you, we're just going to be talking with Izzy. So, Steve,
dude, you're here to promote your YouTube channel, man.
Remove Joe.
Get the fuck off.
Remove Joe, Steve. We're going to focus in on Izzy because I believe Izzy is being serious. Joe obviously
Izzy is even though they're
jury's still out on Izzy.
Yep.
They're also a hoax site, but they Izzy at least has a I don't want to say it like an air of authenticity, but she's a little bit better at the trolling game.
Well, I think we both can agree
that she's read something about the topic.
There are people out there that could possibly believe this, right? So whether Izzy is one of those or not, we'll never know. We're just have to take her word for it. But there, we can all agree, I think, that there are people out there actually that honestly believe that dinosaurs never existed. So I want to go back to Izzy for a second. Izzy, what do you think the most damning evidence against the existence of dinosaurs is?
The lack of evidence.
but Izzy, there's fossils everywhere.
Like I said.
There's fossils everywhere, Izzy.
Your laugh is pretty infectious, I gotta admit.
What do you think those are, Izzy? It goes back
to the... He's turning red. Look at it. I'm not even kidding. He's turning red. Oh my god.
Drink some beer. Trevor.
Yeah, drink some beer. Make sure you can drink without dying.
We agree, or earlier you said that there were some fossils that were a real thing. Like, not all the fossils are fake. So the ones that aren't fake, in your view, what do you think those are?
Like I said, there are animals or insects or plants even that you can still compare to things that are still around.
Okay, just the dinosaurs aren't real.
Well, you can't compare dinosaurs because there are no dinosaurs.
What about the other animals that we can't compare to, like the mammoth? Like, what about a mammoth?
Well, the mammoth is like found in a frozen ice cubes with complete tissue on it and their hairs and all that stuff.
I found a couple of those myself too.
And how old do you think they are, Izzy? I mean, when's like some of the more recent mastodons or mammoths? When would you think that the time period is?
Well, it's not 65 million years ago.
I didn't think it was either. No. I said the most recent.
I did not look into when the first mammoth was found.
No, not the first. The last, most ones we find, correct me if I'm wrong, somewhere around, I don't know, 30,000 to 45,000 years ago, give or take.
Well, if it's like that I believe that in a young Earth, that's not true.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So I do know that the world is older than 600.
All right, so you know there are animals like mammoths and mastodons and things of that nature that existed tens of thousands of years ago. We don't have to go back millions of years.
Are they still hearing us?
No.
I'm still here.
Okay. What happened there?
So we're just resetting stream. Is that what we're doing, Dave? All right. We're back live.
Okay. We're back live. Okay. All right. So right now we're going to let Trevor answer about the discovery that Mary Schweitzer made. So Trevor, explain how that tissue was found and the implications of that.
Well, she compared things with ostrich bones.
Well, hold on. Izzy,
is not a dinosaur.
He's going to explain the process first, Izzy, and then you can ask your question about that. Let him explain the process.
Izzy, to answer a couple of your questions. One, we absolutely do have animals that are comparable to dinosaurs, birds. Two, do you have a TV or anything in the something going on?
Trevor, we can't hear you.
Your mic is low.
Oh, is that better?
No.
No.
One second.
And out of sync.
And out of sync. Weird. How do I fix this? I have no idea. Should I just
try, Trevor? Why don't you take your headphones out and see if it picks up on your other mic any better? I just pop it out.
How's that?
There you go. That's,
yeah, that's loud, but maybe too loud.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And we got a hiss.
Shit.
I don't hear a hiss.
It's gone now.
Yeah, you're good. You're good, Trevor.
Your automatic gain control kicked in, so you're
got it. It's hard to hear you guys though. That's a problem. What was I just saying? Right.
Derek Schweitzer.
One, comparisons. You can compare theropods to modern birds, including things like cassowaries, ostrich, emu, etc. Two, the Mary Schweitzer thing. One, I will do this to both completely nullify any version of a young Earth creationism argument and the fact that, oh, hey, look, we actually can compare it to modern animals. So, unlike the young creationist thought, there is not, it wasn't a crack open a bone and see goo. That's what most young Earth creationists and other people believe happened. What it turns out is they saw structure inside a broken bone, and then they decided to demineralize it over a series of weeks or months. They subjected it to stronger and stronger, weaker and weaker acids, and then literally found nanometer length material that was reconstituted soft tissue in the midst of dinosaur bones. They were preserved by iron. The area they were found was had a very high iron content. And upon testing, one, both structure and through the testing of the soft tissue itself, there were isolated proteins, not DNA, but actual isolated proteins that matched modern birds. So they were not cracked open and you found goo. They did not find quote unquote dino DNA or anything like that. It was literally demineralized, and every single young Earth creationist watching right now needs to understand what that word is, demineralized. Turned from stone to original. Basically, all of the calcification was melted away, and then you end up with literally nanometers. We're talking tiny little fucking pieces of shit, man. It's like, not like, oh, look, here's an entire network of marrow. No, it was really small. And then those were tested, and then those proteins matched modern birds. That's only one of the ways we know that birds are dinosaurs, other than, well, basal morphological anatomy, the fact that they had feathers on them. We have evidence of feathers. We have evidence of all of this fun stuff. So the fact that you say there are no modern analogs of animals that we can test against is 100% absolute claptrap, bullshit, fraudulent garbage.
Izzy?
Sorry. And Izzy, I had a quick question for you. Do you have a TV on in the background, or is that other voice I'm hearing somebody coaching you?
Sorry?
When you're talking, when your mic is active, I hear something else in the background, possibly sounds like a male voice. Do you have a television on, or is somebody coaching you on what to say?
I've got a television on if you want to concern it up.
Okay. Just making sure.
Cool. That wasn't a direct challenge. It was more of a question.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Your mic just dropped.
Got back out there.
Yeah.
Better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Better. Okay.
All right, go ahead, Izzy.
I don't understand why you bring up the young Earth, because clearly you know everything about races against dinosaurs because you showed us that we're in hoax. Clearly you do not know that we're not young Earth creationists.
Well, the funny thing is, you actually just admitted to all of us that you were, because when Steve said that mammoths weren't 65 million years old, and you said, well, you know, there wasn't 65 million years anyway, and that they were much younger than that. How old is the Earth?
Well, I literally said I did not know about how old mammoths are because I did not look into mammoths, but I know they are older than 6,000 years because I'm not a young Earth creationist. That's like what I said 5 minutes ago.
So are you an old Earth creationist? What is it, 10,000 years?
I actually believe in evolution.
Oh, that's excellent.
I believe that God created the Big Bang.
Oh, okay. So theistic evolution. That's actually a respectable viewpoint. I applaud you on that. Thank you very much. And I'm not saying that with any sarcasm or anything. I actually commend you on that, because that's a step away from complete, you know, being a complete imbecile.
But Trevor, then she should understand, if that's the case, she believes in evolution. You understand that how that works and how they're able to tell that they can, that dinosaurs are birds, right?
Yeah, I was just going to get into that, Kyle, that if Izzy's actually stating that she believes in evolution, well, she must be completely avoiding all of the evidence that we have put forth stating that birds have evolved, are evolved dinosaurs, or at least evolved avian dinosaurs, and that you can see a direct lineage between avian and non-avian dinosaurs and avian dinosaurs of 65 million years ago to present. So, I mean, Izzy, are you picking and choosing what to read? Because I read all of your stuff to stay up on what my enemies think of my career.
I was a young earth creationist.
Well, no, that's fine. You're not a young earth creationist, and I applaud you for that. That's fucking badass. Right on. I mean, you know, the earth is, you know, 4.653 billion years at this point?
4.54 billion, plus or minus.
54.
Yeah, but who's pedantic?
Yeah, pedantic. and that there was a 65 million years ago. You're just arguing against what animals existed 65 million years ago.
And can I also add, Izzy, because I'm curious on this, if you understand this, that the reason why Dr. Mary Schweitzer, who I have talked to about this, she looked at ostriches for a very specific reason, because of the medullary similarities on the
medullary
bone.
No, I'm sorry.
Because the ostracites are very similar between an ostrich and a T-Rex, such that she was able to determine that the T-Rex happened to be pregnant at the time, because there are hormonal changes that cause structural changes in the bone.
Yes.
When somebody's pregnant. So that is a reason why there's a homology there between the comparative of an ostrich and a T-Rex. So if you believe in evolution, what doesn't make sense about that?
About the dinosaurs are evolved into birds.
Well, you criticized Dr. Mary Schweitzer for using ostriches, but I just explained to you why she used ostriches.
Right.
Oh, I know about Dr. Schweitzer. I did a whole, I researched her, what she did, and I researched what she wrote.
Okay, so what's the problem then?
Where's your problem with what she did?
And she identified the mechanism by which the collagen was preserved, which, as Trevor mentioned, was from the heme, which was from the hemoglobin. So that was identified, and it was confirmed by independent laboratory analysis. So again, what's the problem?
Well, what she found was a trace of iron in an old bone, and a bone she claims to be 80 million years old fossil of a duck-billed dinosaur called, what was it, Brachylophosaurus, something like that. And then they compared it to what they assume evolved from a duck-billed dinosaur, and that's how you come to the old ostrich bones. So, how can you prove that? What evidence is there? The only thing I know that she did, they did the research again. So the second time that they did the research, they replaced all the things that I did with the first research, except one thing. They kept the first bone. And I know she was really excited to find more dinosaur DNA and more dinosaur soft tissues. And that was back in 2010, somewhere there. I don't know.
Again, what's the problem? I'm still not seeing the issue here. So she found collagen, which is a structural protein. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. She's not. She's not looking for DNA, because she knows that DNA half life wouldn't actually work. She's looking for thicker, hardier things like collagen and proteins that maintain durability during that time, and they could actually maintain demineralization. Because we've done thousands, millions of specimens have been demineralized in order to see what the geologic structure of the sediment was. I mean, that's easy. We've done that countless times. Just this time, all of a sudden, soft tissue goes up and goes, holy shit, there's collagen here. I should test that against other known animals. And oh my God, it's fucking ostriches and chickens and shit.
Because they have collagen too.
Yeah. What?
You basically found bones of an old ostrich. And
bones of an old ostrich. Found bones of an old ostrich. She found a bone of an old ostrich. It was nearly a meat. Oh my God. Do you know how small ostriches are compared to dinosaurs? Come on.
It's not even close. Izzy, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a serious question. Okay. Do you realize
I'm out of beer. I'll be right back.
Hold on 1 second. Do you realize that in order to fake this stuff, in order for this to be some kind of grand conspiracy, not only would you have to have every country, every government working together, but the amount of money that is being spent on these things, on these excavations, on the research, on the lab tests, on sending them to museums, putting them up, putting them together, cleaning them, would be hemorrhaging funds. And for what? For it to be a you already admitted that you believe in evolution and you are not a young Earth creationist. So you are okay with the age range that they put the Earth. So if we were to create this entire of dinosaurs, what is the end game? Like if you're a younger Earth creationist, I could understand you saying this because it disproves that the Earth being just 6,000 years old. But with that off the table, what is the purpose of faking dinosaurs?
Your connection is really bad. I can't hear you anymore.
Can you hear me now?
Kyle, yes. Your connection is really bad.
I can hear Kyle just fine.
So can I.
Well, I couldn't, so that's why I'm interrupting him. So I can actually hear his question.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, so what I was getting at is the amount of money that is spent in this field, not only with research, labs and cleaning, excavations, putting them together, the museums, you have the working together of all of these governments. If it's a hoax, they all have to be in on it. But what is the end game? If you're a young Earth creationist, I could understand you feeling this way because fossils disprove the Earth being only 6,000 years old. But since that's not the case with you, and we take that off the table, what is the purpose? What is the end game for a fossil? Like, why make it up?
Fame and money.
No, I just explained to you the amount of money that we would.
Who's making this money?
Yeah, who's making the money, Izzy?
I don't think Trevor lives in Trump Tower. Okay, I mean,
I wouldn't anyway. But that's
fair point. But amen. But Izzy, where's this money? Do you have a record of the, I guess, because I can tell you right now, if there's money involved, there's records. There's always a trace of where money goes to. I guarantee bookkeeping is huge. Even if it's illegal gains, there's a record.
Wait. I think I can actually answer. Izzy actually touched on this earlier. Izzy, correct me if I'm wrong. You said outside the exhibits at the Natural History Museum in London, there's a plaque that says what the sponsors are and all that. By the way, that's literally just for the animatronic T-Rex that's in that exhibit, but we'll get into that later. Yes, it is. I've been there and I've actually done work there, unlike you. Here's the thing. If the museums are getting money for this, why is the Natural History Museum of London free to the general public? Why aren't they charging the general public to come in and see all of their fake fossils and make even more money?
I'm not saying that museums only are making money of it. I'm saying the entire thing around dinosaurs is making money of that. Look at the Lost Dinosaur movie.
So I'm making money from faking fossils. Is that why I also... bar manager, and
no, that's why I said you're going for fame because you want us all to know of what exhibits you were working on.
That's
an example of his expertise.
Yeah, this is non sequitur.
On the non sequitur podcast.
We just explained about Mary Schweitzer, right? She's doing all of these tests and running all of these studies. You have countless labs that are doing this. Do you think that they do that for free? Obviously, that costs somebody something to run all of these tests. Why would they hemorrhage money like that? It cannot equate what you would get for a dinosaur specimen. There's just no way.
Yep. And by the way, Mary Schweitzer is a devout Christian. I mean,
absolutely.
You're saying that she's lying too. So you're calling a Christian a liar when she by the way, is a very nice person. And I got, and I do appreciate the fact that she's come on and taken the time to talk to us. And she's very cordial about it. And I sense no deception whatsoever. Matter of fact, she's even said outright that people had misconstruing her work for their own agenda. And I think, Izzy, that that refers to you. Even if you're not a Young Earth creationist, I think that you are misconstruing her work for your own personal agenda for whatever reason. Because I'm really at this point not buying any of this.
It just makes no sense, Izzy. It makes no sense for people to make up something that, in the grand scheme of things, the money would be hemorrhaged in the research, the excavations, the amount of labor that you're putting into. Like, everybody that works on those excavations, they're getting paid. The travel, the transport of these fossils, the cleaning, the putting them together, mm-hmm. the hours that people spend piecing meticulous bone fragments together, none of that makes sense to do for a monetary gain.
Yeah, in Absolutely. Fact, the femur that Mary Schweitzer used was the fact that they were trying to move it, and it was
it broke
in half, and that's why that she was able to do what she was able to doing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. For example, Sue in the Field Museum, the auction price was $7.6 million. The Field Museum themselves did not have that amount of money in order to purchase Sue. They had to get in with the, it was McDonald's, Walt Disney, the Ronald McDonald House, like, and a couple other private donors all had to get together to make sure that Sue wouldn't fall into the hands of a private collector. So if right. the museums and all these corporations are shilling out all of this money, where did that money go? The money went to a landowner that Sue was found on, and the landowner didn't even know was there. That completely blows away this whole "we do it for money" narrative, you know, to shit. The landowner didn't know it was there, a group of commercial paleontologists wanted to go, found it, paid him $5,000. There was a huge sting. Yeah, it's just like, wait a minute. Why wouldn't the museums do this themselves to get all of the money? Because natural history museums are one of the most poorly funded types of museums worldwide. Everybody does art and culture and archaeology and all that far above natural history museums.
Yeah, real quick, a point of factual correction, because it's driving me nuts, because I thought something was on this. Yeah, I remember, they didn't break, that bone did not break. Actually, they were transporting it by a helicopter, and they actually decided to cut it in half in order
to... Oh, right, yeah. No, you're right.
We want to make sure we're right on this show.
Yeah,
when you see people digging in and finding, and they're taking images step by step as they're doing their digs, right? How do you think those fossils, if they're not real, got into the ground that deep?
Who me?
Izzy.
Oh, first want to come back to the main people that back up the whole dinosaur exhibit, and mm-hmm. that there was no money going around in there. Mm-hmm. Maxwell Henry, he put in like 10 to 20 million, and he's a major donor for the American Republic Party. They've got a Parsons company who put 2 to 5 million in there, and he is a major in oil, gas, mining, and military weapons company, mm-hmm. With oil and mining projects in over 30 countries. So that's, if you ask me, that's kind of weird.
Okay. Oh, that people that are in things that create a huge amount of money have a huge amount of money to spend. That's weird. So,
they buy different stuff, but
saying that sports teams are also, like, you know, part of the huge conspiracy because of major oil, gas, refinery companies have sponsorship for sports? Sports. I mean, come on, isn't
that's another question, Trevor.
That's stretching so fucking on reality.
There's another question, Izzy. How do you think that you obviously have driven before and you used gas to do that? What do you think is used to make fuels like that?
Well, it's not dinosaurs.
Well, no, you're right. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
fossil fuel is
made out of plants and algae and goes way back then.
Right. But you're finding it right. That you're right, but you're finding those.
But Sinclair Company created a story about fossil fuel to make oil. Like,
that's not where I'm going. That's not where I'm going. Is this? Why are those fossils real? Why are plant fossils real? Why are those types true?
Because there are still ferns around.
But where do they come from? Is he like he used to be a director for a project director? I think it was the head of the lab. I'm sorry for La Brea Tar Pits.
Yes.
Where did those fossils come from? I've been to La Brea Tar Pits. Okay, there's fossils there. Okay,
where and did they're all real?
Yeah, and so I mean they're real. They're there. Do you think that somebody planted them there, or that people are making fossils out of ex nihilo or something? I don't know how they even work. What are the fossils that are at La Brea Tar Pits? Because you can go there yourself right now. You can go there. It's still there.
If Izzy would like to show up to Los Angeles, I'll give her a personal tour.
There you go. Oh,
shit, I'll take a trip down there too. It's only like 2 hours away.
Yeah. Yeah, like Izzy.
We can make a live stream.
What fossils are fake in the La Brea Tar Pits? They're not dinosaurs, but they're still prehistoric animals that have no modern analog to.
You don't find saber tooth still around.
Saber-tooth are still around?
Not still around.
Where are they indigenous of? They're extant now? That's pretty
cool. I'll be damned.
Okay, let her answer.
Would be cool to find one.
Like when we were talking about fossil fuel, and I said it's from fossils that were animals, algae, and plants that were go back way before 65 million years ago.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct.
The reason that you know that that's correct is because there are still ferns and there is still algae.
Oh yeah, but see the problem is with that. I love it when people want to try and make that thing like the coelacanth is a living fossil, or crocodiles are living fossils, and all that. All of the species of animals that you're talking about, the foraminifera, the ferns, the plant life, the zooplankton, the phytoplankton, and all that that were in the ocean, they're all extinct. There's actually they're all extinct. There are different species that are extinct compared to the ones that are around today. The coelacanths of today, the species we have today, are not the same ones from 120,000 years ago, or 125 million years ago, or even 300 million years ago. They're the same general form. That's the thing. That's the problem with the terms such as living fossil or Lazarus taxon. Well, not Lazarus taxon, because they were extinct and they were found to still exist, but whatever. Living fossil is a misnomer, because the coelacanths you find, the lesser and greater coelacanths that you find out off of India, are not the exact same. There's radical differences between them, but they're still lobe-finned fish. The mesohippus and everything, like dawn horses and all that. Yeah, there are still horses, but there aren't those specific genus of horses. There are still elephants, but there aren't mammoths. There are still birds, but there aren't dinosaurs. It doesn't matter that you can find a fern that looks like a fern. Big fucking deal. That species of fern is extinct. It no longer exists. And by the way, the broadleaf ferns that you're talking about that were alive during the Carboniferous period no longer exist. Have you seen the size differences between a broadleaf fern and a modern fern? Please.
Huge.
Monstrously. Yes, dragonflies existed back during the Carboniferous period. Except dragonflies today don't have 6-foot wingspans.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, would you say like the coelacanth, there's clearly little change morphologically, or I'd say more phenotypical. You would say that because I mean they've obviously found their ecological niche, and so there's low slight pressures.
And Izzy stating that she believes in evolution should accept that point, that once there is zero types of natural pressures, mm-hmm, that would force an evolutionary aspect, because there's uniformitarianism and all of that. Regardless, it's punctuated equilibrium, the new one. I like that one so much better. Anyway.
What do you say to that, Izzy?
Yeah, it's like, you know that evolution is a fact, Izzy. So that means, obviously, things have evolved. Once you don't have any natural selection issues, there's no environmental pressures, things kind of slow down, or not really stop, but it's very, very slow. That's why we still have sharks. We just don't have Megalodon. So, there you go. What do you think about that, Izzy?
Yeah, what do you say to that?
I think there is less ghost lineage between mammoths and elephants than between a T-Rex and a bluebird.
That's
not what we're asking.
Yeah, we're asking, look, with modern species that are different from species that are extinct, right? The extant species, they're biologically, reproductively isolated from each other, probably. In other words, a modern seal camp cannot mate with one that was from 300 million years ago. I would find that to be kind of mind-boggling if they could. But they have evolved, right? There's still changes in their DNA. The allele frequency has changed in that population. They're a new population. They're a new species, right? Yeah. So the evolution has taken place, and you're just looking at it going, hey, they're somewhat similar, although if you really compare them, I think you'd find massive amount of differences. But they're still lobe-finned fish. So you're going to see that they're still part of the same general taxonomy. But just because we've discovered them just means that, hey, we've discovered something that just like, we'd be like discovering alligators for the first time, right? Hey, alligators, you know, they've been around a long time, but they have changed over a long time too. Just not as much and not radically as different from what we see observationally as something like the fern. There's a dramatic difference between ferns millions of years ago and modern ones. I mean, you can just look at them and see they're not similar.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, 100%. I mean, especially when you take in consideration, well, you know, time, selective pressures, et cetera. And I find that to be an amazingly weird argument that, well, there's no dinosaurs today, so they can't be dinosaurs back then.
But there are.
But there are because birds.
Chicken. Look at a chicken.
Yeah, look at a chicken. Yeah, strip all of the feathers off a chicken or, well, add a bunch of feathers to a velociraptor. And basically, you get an angry fucking turkey. But right. The big thing is, and it's still, I want to know what Izzy's take is on Archaeopteryx. Please tell me.
Question.
Please
go ahead, Izzy.
Please tell me it's a fake. Please tell me it's a fake.
You mean the one that was posted in National Geographic magazine?
No. That's Archaeoraptor.
Archaeoraptor is different from Archaeosaurus.
No, I'm talking Archaeopteryx.
It sounds pretty similar. Like I said, the reason that I do not believe or think about that dinosaurs ever existed, and no matter how hard you scream that there are still birds or whatever, there is simply no evidence.
Okay, what is your opinion on Archaeopteryx? That's what
you're asking. Yeah, what's your opinion?
You're answering a different question. His question was, is your opinion on Archaeopteryx, which is still a bird-like thing? It's not... I don't know how you want to classify it because it gets into whole cladistics and taxonomy, but it's still something related to modern birds. So what is your opinion on that?
And modern and extinct dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Blink.
And how does it connect with dinosaurs?
Well, what's your opinion on it? You're giving us your opinion. I mean, what's your expertise on this?
I don't think she knows what it is.
You've never heard of Archaeopteryx?
Can you kind of give us an idea of what Archaeopteryx,
Archaeopteryx. Oh, who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Archaeopteryx is a, I was going to say transitional fossil, but technically all fossils are transitional. But
thank you for saying that. Glad somebody freaking said that, because I've been saying that for years and people look like I'm crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single fossil is a snapshot of a population.
Damn right.
And I have an entire thing of evolution of saber-toothed cat paws. Yeah, don't worry about it. So Archaeopteryx is an animal that was discovered in the Langerstätten or lithographic slates of Germany. And it is absolutely 100% indicative of a reptile to bird transition. Specifically, it is beaked with teeth. It has quadrant feathers, meaning it has feathers on forelimbs and hind limbs. It has a feathered tail, remarkably similar to the one found in amber, and a bunch of other interesting things that really doesn't put it in either dinosaur, i.e. or reptile, or bird categories. It is truly a snapshot in time of an animal that shows morphological classification points of multiple different styles of animals. The same thing goes with synapsids, with the multiple hole openings in skulls, or therapsids, the reptile mammal transition. There's all of this evidence that you, as somebody that says evolution is a fact, Izzy, should represent and understand is factual, because you said you believe in it. You pardon me, you don't believe in evolution. You know evolution is a fact.
And it's what on your screen, actually. We have a picture of it. Izzy, I don't know if you're watching the live stream.
You have a picture of Archaeopteryx?
Yeah, it's actually on the screen right now.
Is it the type specimen, Archaeopteryx lithographa, the one with the head should be facing to the left with the feathers?
No, it's actually the actual one from Berlin, the one that's in encapsulated.
Oh, the one from Berlin. Ooh, that one's sexy.
So
I mean, how did that get there? I mean, did somebody actually plant that? I'm curious.
Yeah, so Izzy, being that is direct evidence, direct fossil, and it's not the only one. Multiple examples of these animals have been found, in addition with other ones such as Microraptor, etc., long before the whole Archaeoraptor bullshit. What is your response that they do not exist because we don't have evidence of analogs of those types of animals today, when we certainly do through birds?
I'm not familiar with it enough to give an honest opinion, but I promise I will look into it. However, I know that there are still a few birds around that do have teeth. So, but like I said, I need to look into this to give you an honest answer.
Which is another evidence that related to dinosaurs.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
So the gene that actually is expressed allows a chicken to have a teeth.
Good thing, Izzy. I'm glad that you're open to looking into it, though. That's
I'm 100% 100% odd that you would actually even say that, Izzy. Thank you so much for actually saying, I don't know about that animal, but I will do research into it and render an opinion. I fully believe, I still think your entire thing is a hoax, but the fact that is you're willing to give yourself more time to figure something out, that's very respectful. Like, I'm mainly an asshole to everybody because you're calling me and all of my colleagues and hundreds of years of science a fraud. And I don't take too kindly to that, even though I don't make a whole lot of money doing this. But the fact that, you know, that's you know, I totally understand, you know, in order to gain traction is like the cool new satire thing, like Flat Earth and all that, you got to do that. But I totally give you 100% respect points saying that, hey, I don't know a lot about Archaeopteryx. I'm going to go research it and render an opinion. That's cool. Unlike Joe, who is all like, what, you don't know how fucking brontosaurus and drank water? It's like, of course not, fucker. Because we don't have a live brontosaurus, but we know how other animals with long necks do. And, you know, by the way, to the listening family, I didn't get to say it about Joe. Hey, Joe, by the way, giraffes are mammals and dinosaurs weren't. Their metabolism was a lot slower. So you really wouldn't have to worry about high blood pressure or dizziness or anything like that.
That was such a bizarre.
Oops.
Orthostatic hypertension, not a thing.
I think this is a good look. We've gone over the hour and a half that we usually do, which is good. I think it's a good thing to end on a good note like this, where Izzy is going to look into things a little bit deeper for us. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to Izzy and Trevor to wrap up their closing thoughts and statements on how they feel this talk went and anything else.
Super chats. Can I leave Izzy with one other thing too for lookup? Can you also look into synapsids and especially the reptile mammary transition? I think you should find that to be incredibly interesting.
Oh yeah, therapsids, therapsids.
There you go.
Izzy, please look into therapsids. They're really, really cool, and we have huge, huge amounts of evidence of those too. You'll actually get a really big kick out of them because it shows how early mammal-like reptiles transitioned into more of an actual mammal, and then the hardness of the split after that. It's really cool. And I really hope you guys look into that stuff and enjoy it as much as we do.
Okay, Izzy, we're going to let you start, kind of wrap up any last thoughts. You can talk about your organization, whatever you want to do with it, but whenever you're ready.
I want to thank you for inviting me to give me the opportunity to be here. Like I said, I open to new information, and I love science, and I think it's important to always challenge it. I just personally feel there is not enough for me to claim it as a hard scientific fact, because there is more fraud and speculation compared to some science. I think it's important to challenge it even harder. And I'm really upset about calling us a hoax because I stayed up until 12:30 for me. And it's 2:45 for me in the night. I have to wake up in 2.5 hours to go to work. And if this was just a hoax, I would not be doing that.
Okay, fair enough. Trevor?
Sorry, just had to laugh. Yeah, again, hey, thanks Non Sequitur Show for having me on and allowing me to, you know, drink a little while I'm talking to you guys and busting these hoaxes wide open. Absolutely. And I still absolutely 100% maintain that Christians Against Dinosaurs is absolutely a hoax. Because in order to make the hoax seem legitimate, you have to actually make that sacrifice and stay up until 2:45 in the morning. Because if you don't, then what's the point? So hoaxes are a big deal. It's because this is social media these days. It increases your album sales. It increases all of this. Hey, I'm really sorry your previous spokesperson, who was part of the whole satire group, decided to run for public office and had to break the deal to you. I'm sorry that you guys attempted to use an obscure protest and Photoshop the living crap out of it, including one of the stickers that you use, which is a friend of mine's artwork. We still need to talk about that, you know, off channel, by the way. And yeah, I mean, what would be best for you guys is to actually just come straight up and say, hey, look at the Onion. Look at the amount of money the Onion is making. Just admit it and keep it going as a satire against Christianity and young earth creationism in general. It would be so much better for you guys to join our forces, admit that you're a satire, and go, hey, this is a parody of some really obscure Christian thought. I for one would bow down to our, you know, our new parody overlords.
Like the Babylon Bee, right? Just
came out. Right.
I'm going to ask you. I completely agree. I think the whole COD or Christians Against CAD is it totally a Pope thing. I think it all is.
Their acronym is CAD.
Yeah, no, I'm on board with that. I think they're all Popes. However, do you think it is possible that Izzy isn't on the joke yet? Is it possible?
How many members do you have, Izzy? How many?
I asked him.
Dinosaurs have.
Well, hang on. I'm kind of curious. Do you think Izzy isn't in on the joke yet?
Oh, absolutely.
She probably isn't a Poe, but you think she is an honest believer, but she's not in on the joke yet that Christians Against Dinosaurs, I'm sorry, Izzy, is a Poe organization.
How many members do you have?
Right, no, I do believe she is on the she is in on the joke.
Oh, she isn't. Okay.
But the thing is, if she's not, and she's actually a believer in this sort of thing. One, Izzy, come on. I mean, if you truly, truly 100% do not know that Christians Against Dinosaurs is a hoax parody thing, and you got sucked into this, and now they're using you as a spokesperson, oh God, get out now.
How many members?
Because that sucks, man.
How many members do you have, Izzy? How many?
How many Christians Against Dinosaurs are there?
Four.
Do you mean like pages or groups or?
No, how many people are a part of your
membership?
Like members.
Well, first of all, I'm one of the founding members. So if I'm not in, if it's a joke, then
okay. So you are in on the joke. Got it.
Yeah, she's in.
But how many do you have worldwide?
As far as for profits, what you're saying, the only profit that we would be able to get is from t-shirts, and that would be go straight to charity for 100%. So for us to make it a hoax or whatever, there is nothing for us to.
Okay, but how many are there?
Yeah, but how many of you are there? How many people are part of your organization?
With volunteers or just
all of them? How many people sure. do you have that are involved in Christians Against Dinosaurs?
At the moment, I think around 75.
Okay, I didn't think there was. I thought there'd be. Yeah,
I know community theater groups about that size.
Yeah, that's not really that large of an organization, Izzy. I think you're kind of outnumbered as far as the.
Well, that's like what I said.
Mindset
that's
out there.
That, the page and stuff. We have a website. We've got our YouTube channel. We've got an Instagram. We've got a Pinterest.
But I just think that my point of asking is that I would think that if it was something that was real, if there was a real, if it was a real concern about dinosaurs being real or not, you'd have, oh, you know, thousands.
And, it's, and because it's Christians, right? I mean, there's a billion Christians in the world, whatever it is. How come there's only 75 of them that think like you do?
Yeah, that's what concerns me.
Well, we've got like 19,000 members following us on the other page.
But I think they're, well, I think they're following you for a different reason, though. I don't think they're following you because, like, not getting active. I think they're following you to watch what you're going to say next. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, there's a radical, I would, it's like, look, I've got 15,000 followers on Twitter. I wouldn't say I have 15,000 people that follow every single word that I say and are part of my quote unquote community.
Oh, I do. Everything you say, I just bow down and go, yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Actually, we were talking about 2 hours earlier and we're kind of having a mild.
Steve, that's about paychecks.
Yeah, by the way, you didn't pay
wrong me. Channel. Week,
motherfucker.
Wrong channel.
I need my shekels, man.
And speaking of shekels, we're going to close out the show. We're going to read your super chats very quickly. And then I want to thank Izzy and Trevor for coming on. We are having an after show. It will be on Steve McRae's channel. It will be probably 15 minutes after we close out this. Obviously, Izzy and Trevor are both invited. It will be the same login for here. Basically, what we do is we open it up to our Patreons and people who are watching and kind of recap, ask questions.
And we have a special guest, actually, I just found out, Kyle. Bill Ludwig will be joining us. Bill Ludlow, if you guys remember Bill Ludlow, he did a debate with Ken Hovind that we that I had on my channel.
Bill Ludlow is going to be on the after show.
Yes, because of course I helped make Bill Ludlow famous. Now he's bigger than I am. He can fuck off, but I'm going to allow him to come on.
Oh, dude!
I love him.
Maybe we should just stay here then, Steve, for tonight. And this sounds like it's going to be.
I don't. It doesn't matter which.
We'll stay here on non sequitur then in 15 minutes. And
but Bill will be joining us. So
oh shit! Oh wow! Oh, I'm a huge fan of him.
Awesome.
So you watched Bill and Hovind go at it
multiple times. I wouldn't really say that Hovind went at anything in that whole deal, other than like, you know, trying not to break down and cry. But oh damn, oh this will be cool.
Yeah, all right,
so,
Steve.
All right, so let's get the super chats. We got a lot of them, so let's get these out of the way. Ken Hovind CPA, $2. Hey, that's $1 more than he gave yesterday. That's awesome. I think we're increasing our standing with Ken Hovind CPA. 4 Sundays from NFL, go Chiefs. Well, okay.
Oh, you got to pick a better team, dude.
Hey, sorry, I don't know anything about football, hockey.
Okay, we're going to have discussions. Okay, Caitlin, Chloe, thanks. Hi, Joe. Sorry couldn't make it tonight. Had fun. Hi, Trevor. Bummed I didn't get to meet you. Miss you, Kyle, Steve. We might have to set something up for KC when you have availability, Trevor, because I know she wants to meet you.
Okay. She can come to my bar.
KC says, what does she think of dinosaur fossils are, which we've kind of already asked, which I still don't have a really concise answer from, but I'm still waiting. Who put the fossils where? I don't know.
Well, as Bill Hicks once said, you know,
Alex Jones.
Don't even.
I
loaded guns behind this.
I have a roommate that actually believes that conspiracy theory.
Then you need to get a new roommate.
It's yep. But I don't talk to him much.
But. No, as Bill Hicks once said, God put them here to test our faith.
Good, so, great comedian. Great comedian.
The best.
0132132. I needed a good dumpster fire between smart folk. Talk and it was some smart folk and some dummies. Bull, we have to beer some. Oh, here, sorry, Bull, have some beer money. I have to blow this up. I can't read this very well. It's too far away. So, one sec. There we go. So, let me read that again. I needed a good dumpster fire between some smart folk and some dummies. Bull, here, have some beer money. There you go. KC again. So, what Izzy is saying is that she has no idea what it is, but sure, she sure knows what it's not. Seems legit. And she makes a point there. I think that if you're going to be attacking these things, you might want to do a little more research on it and not from like weird sources. I mean, if you don't know what Archaeopteryx is, then I don't know if you have any qualifications to be talking about dinosaurs and these kind of things. But anyways, Princess Caroline, $10. Izzy is Debbie in a fake accent. She's not, because we had asked Izzy earlier if she's a flat earther. She isn't. And Debbie is a flat earther.
And plus, we
wait. So I'm having a fake accent because I'm actually not Dutch.
There'd be
no. We know a couple people that
no.
No.
I have to. I have to kill that whole thing. I know many, many people who are Dutch. Izzy, where exactly are you from? Your accent actually sounds slightly familiar.
You mean in Holland?
Yes.
I'm from Sliedrecht. That's near Dordrecht.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. You actually talk. You sound a lot like my friend Argot.
And people thought she sounded like Betty von Velsen, and I kind of disagree. And no, it's not Betty von Velsen. Izzy is a completely separate person to herself.
It's not a fake accent.
It's not. Yeah, it's not fake.
Absolutely not.
She's legit about that part, and it's nobody that we know. I've never talked to you before, have I, Izzy?
No.
Okay, then you're definitely not Betty von Velsen.
Mr. We do miss Debbie. We do miss Debbie. Come back, Debbie.
No, Kyle missed it. Mr. STR, can we start a scholarship for these two? I think they would find elementary school very enlightening.
Oh.
That's funny, but harsh. All right. That was for 666, by the way. Squirrelosis, $5. What the hell is an Archaeopteryx? Is it a bird? Is it a dinosaur? A lizard? All of the above? None of the above?
Option C, all of the above.
Yeah, it's kind of this is a weird
Google thing. It's a weird thing about quadistics. Lizard thing.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
0132 again, 666. To all the panelists, what does it take to convince you that something is a fossil? Which is kind of a legit question. I don't maybe we didn't get to, but
I asked that.
Did you ask? Okay, so Izzy, real quick, what would you consider to be a fossil?
Besides Steve.
Yeah, besides me, I am a living fossil.
For example, what I said, the Amber thing, where there's actually an animal captured in something that you can trace back
like to. A dinosaur tail that's 99 million years old or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not a dinosaur tail.
Interesting. We're going to have to we did an episode on my channel one time about feathers. And we had a friend of mine who specializes in a lot of this stuff, and he came on and we talked a lot about
beers.
It's fascinating.
Out of these beers, this is empty.
Because you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Trevor, but the fossils that we found for the feathers were literally what we would expect for the intermediate stages from like a smooth hair to where we have bird feathers now.
Absolutely. And yeah.
So you can actually see that it is exactly where we would pinpoint. If we said, hey, what would a feather look like in an evolutionary structure from like 100 million years ago, this is what we would expect it to be, and that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Those feathers. And by the way, that piece was found completely by accident, which was kind of rad. So yeah, the feathers depicted on the that are enshrined in the amber on that tail show an intermediary stage between basically, you know, early proto feather fluff, quills, and flight feathers. There's, you know, they have structure, they have substructure to them, but they're more to keep warm. And, you know, and kind of like prevent rain from sticking and that kind of thing, rather than actually be flight capable.
Yep. Question for Trevor, Chris from $5. Did they ever figure out if Nanotyrannosaurus was its own species or juvenile T-Rex?
Oh, the Nanotyrannus. Yeah. Chris, that's currently still being debated. And I'm weirdly enough in both camps. I have seen Nanotyrannosaurid specimens that don't quite look like juvenile T-Rexes. And then I've seen juvenile T-Rexes that don't quite look like Nanotyrannus. It's still kind of out. There's a few of us in the paleontological community that really want to see just more examples. We don't know if we'll ever get them. But there's a lot of us that are kind of twitching because lately there's been what we call clumping. Where it all started with Dracorex hogwartsi, Stigmalock, and Pachycephalosaurus. Turns out it's a baby, juvenile, and adult, all of Pachycephalosaurus. And then the same paleontologist that was involved in that is now starting to say that Triceratops are juvenile torosaurs, which is bullshit. And now the latest thing is Nanotyrannus and baby tyrannosaurids. I'm personally waiting for more information, but I'm currently straddling the fence on that because I've seen morphological similarities between both of them that both tie them together and split them apart. It's fucking annoying, to be honest.
Interesting.
Steve, let me read this one. Sure. Real quick that just came through. This is from Scott from Utah. He says, fuck you, wonton.
Okay. There you go. John, $5. Quote, think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half the people are stupider than that. George Carlin, think of the bell curve. Got a point.
I love Carlin.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites. Caitlin again, $5. Joe, sweetie, you're on camera. Picking your nose and eating boogers is not a good look. Just a friend.
I didn't want to say
for your future. I didn't want to say anything either.
No, that didn't happen.
But it did happen. Oh, not just once, not just twice. Totally. We're talking continually.
Totally. I wanted to make sure. So in this Zoom thing, I went out of speaker view and went to gallery view and kind of enlarged him. It's like, dude. Come on.
No.
Yeah, we're not fronting. We're not fronting. It totally. And we're talking like a full course meal.
It was just kind of like
Okay.
I think there's something wrong with Joe, honestly. I mean,
let's get through these, Steve.
The live chat was going nuts too, and I didn't want to say anything live chat either. I'm like, what do I do? I don't know. only on non sequitur. Jar Jar, $5. Trevor's beard has won the debate already. There you go. Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
Massive. Sometimes, you know what, size doesn't matter, but whatever. It's okay.
Mine has size and girth.
Yeah, he's got girth. Demetrius.
I'm going for an Orson Welles thing, so.
Mine was a little bit thicker before, but I just trimmed it down. You can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose. I think that's obviously true, because I'm not gonna pick Joe's nose for him.
No, not at all.
The price of dreams, $5. Could Trevor address the discovery of the woolly mammoth in Siberia? Is it a new species like suggested? If so, what differs from a regular mammoth?
Wait, which woolly mammoth in Siberia?
I don't know. Obviously there was baby Dima that was found in Siberia, but
yeah, and then there's the bleeding mammoth from Liakasi that I did the
I got the comment of the night before we go further.
I haven't heard anything
from
new
Tesla. About any new Tesla mammoths, Ranger says no. Joe was
if it's a woolly mammoth,
fossils.
It's all Mammuthus primigenius, and it should be the same. If there's a new mammoth species, I haven't heard of it, and. Yeah, no, I've no idea. I'm gonna pull it up right now and see what's going on.
Go ahead.
Oh, that sucks.
I like what you did there. Okay.
Price of Dreams again, $5. Also, please tell Trevor his passion is inspiring and bold. Thank you guys for consistent and great content. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We try.
That greatly.
Princess Caroline. Waiter, there's a mammoth bone in my ice cube.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think they're found in ice cubes per se. I think
we get the sentiment nonetheless, though. Yeah. Well played.
That was Princess Caroline, $10. Thank you.
Interesting. I just looked it up on my phone. Fossils found in Siberia of a tiny woolly mammoth could be an entirely new species. Woolly mammoth is tiny, has been described as a pygmy at just 7 feet tall. Let's see, it was found on Kotelny Island. That's interesting. Let's see. Oh, Albert Protopopov, he's the chief of mammoth research at the Yokota Academy of Sciences. He's still questioning whether it's an anomaly. Pygmy mammoths are common, especially on the Catalina Islands. There is a pygmy mammoth species that was found. But yeah, that's all I know. I haven't seen any photos of the animal nor studied it, so I'm not sure. This is literally a day ago. I hadn't even fucking heard this. Well, yesterday I was like in the middle of Arizona, so I didn't have any internet access.
Awesome. We got the first reaction.
Yeah, this is rad.
First word from Trevor Valley.
Gives him a lookup. Awesome. Prophet of Cthulhu, $5. What was the environmental pressure that led to ornithopods losing their air sacs?
Oh, shit. Damn, that's a good fucking one. Prophet of Cthulhu, right on. I almost wore my Cthulhu jersey today. But honestly, no fucking idea. Because we're still trying to piece together the paleoecology of the period and seeing where they fit in. It could have been a dead lineage kind of thing. We're not entirely sure.
And they're still in the clade dinosauria, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So but, they're considered dinosaurs. Yeah, it's just going to be one of those weird cladistic things.
Depending who you talk to. Cladistics are starting to get really fucking weird right now. So, yeah. Yeah,
I've always said that to people. Look, don't try to figure out the cladistics thing. I tried once and said, I'm done.
Before, Trevor, have you ever had a conversation with Aaron Ra?
No, I haven't.
We should arrange that. Yeah, we'll make that happen. You two talking would be incredible to listen to because he's all about that too, and very knowledgeable guy. So that would be cool.
I've read a lot of his stuff, like Twitter feed, and seen like bits and pieces of things. Totally. I think we may have gotten like way back in the day on Twitter, gotten into a fight or something about like the aspects of atheism or something. But I don't know.
A fight with Aaron's fun. We've had many over the years.
Yeah, I'm not.
But sure. I love Aaron. Don't get me wrong. But we have had our spats in a good way because I mean I think he respects me. I definitely respect him. I know he does.
I know great, we haven't blocked each other because we
yeah. were blocking, so. Yeah. If he hasn't blocked you, then he respects you in his conversations. Brian Stevens, cash, cash, cash. Trump's voice. Jade Dragon. Yes, globes and fake dinosaur bones. Our plan is to get all the monies is almost complete. Yeah, that's it.
Shield power.
Globes and fake dinosaur bones. That's our Sumilati creed right there.
Of course.
How many more do you have? Just curious.
Not too many. Actually, I think probably just one. Let me update. A couple more. Prophet of Cthulhu again, $5 again. Ceratopsians have spikes covering all their rear.
No.
Okay.
Ceratopsians are frilled. The Triceratops is a ceratopsian. They're frilled. They may or may not have spikes on the frill. They may or may not have brow and nose horns. But yeah, no, nothing on the rear end. Those are nodosaurs, ankylosaurs, things like that. Those are the walking tanks with the clubby tails. Phagomizer?
Phagomizers.
That is not an actual term. That was from the Far Side and Gary Larson. Some paleontologists like to correct the joke.
It works. It works.
It does work. But no, those are limited to stegosaurids only.
Interesting. Jammy Sislow, our friend Jammy. $20. How can Christians be against dinosaurs when Ken Hovind's nickname is Dr. Dicksleeve? Whoops, that was his prison name. I meant Dr. Dino.
Is he? Why is it a Christians Against Dinosaurs organization?
Yeah,
why is
Ken just loves them.
Against dinosaurs.
Well, the whole reason that we started out was for a place we were It started out made by Christians for Christians to have a group to tell about their issues with dinosaurs, and that it could be underneath like-minded people. However, in the years, we collected a lot of other people around us. About Ken Hovind, isn't he like Ken Ham that he believes that dinosaurs and humans walk the earth?
Yeah.
Izzy, yeah. Funny story. Let me tell you this, Izzy. You'll get a kick out of this. When Ken Hovind was reopening Dinosaur Adventureland back in April, he put out a grand opening flyer that he sent out everywhere, all over the internet, and it depicted on the grand opening flyer a picture of Jesus with he had shortened his hair, so he had like a bowl cut, and he was cradling, instead of a lamb, a raptor, a baby raptor in his hand.
And the best part of that actually is where he got that from was mocking younger creationism,
right? So that's a funny story for you, Izzy. Yeah. He thinks that that Jesus cradled little raptors.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
bizarre. All right, I think one more. Yeah. Brant, $2. This is the only community that I give to. Thank you, Brant. Well, we do appreciate that.
Yes, thank you very much.
Although okay. I will read this one real quick. It's not a super chat, but I think it's worth reading. Convert Me said that this is going to be one of his top three favorite non sequitur shows.
I agree. I agree.
And I think I'm going to have to agree with that as well.
Yep.
I love this topic. I really do.
And there's a lot more to unpack, and we'll do that following in the after show. We'll keep it on this channel since we're going to have some, sounds like some fun with some big names in the field. Trevor, are you going to be joining us again?
Fuck yeah. I got nothing else to do.
Sweet.
Awesome. And
that means like a drink now, right?
Izzy, I know it's late where you are and you have to get up, but the invitation is up to you if you want to join in the after show. It's completely up to you, but we always extend that invitation. I know you said it was late, but that's completely up to you.
If you don't mind, I'll be going. Sure. Into
Well, no. We want to thank you, and we want to thank both of you guys for joining us. Trevor, I am going to actually probably bring Joe into the after show just so we can tell him what we really think about him and what he did.
Yeah,
so.
The after shows are a lot less formal, to say the least. So, I have no filter, and I know you don't. And so on the after show, it's every man for him, fuck himself.
Let's see how close I can get to the screen.
That's close.
I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, I just spoke to Joe. He just messaged me right now. He said, sure. So we'll bring Joe back on